Texas brothers plead guilty to $8 million armed crypto kidnapping. Two brothers from Texas, Isaiah and Raymond Garcia, have pleaded guilty to a home invasion in which they held a Minnesota family at gunpoint for roughly 8 hours and forced the father to transfer about $8 million in cryptocurrency, according to Decrypt's report on the plea. The guilty plea moves the case from accusation to admitted fact, and it lands in the middle of a documented run of physical attacks aimed at people who hold large crypto balances. These cases have a nickname in the security community: the $5 wrench attack. The idea is blunt. No matter how strong your encryption is, an attacker who can physically reach you can skip the cryptography entirely and coerce the transfer in person. The Garcia case is that scenario carried out in full, with weapons, a captive family, and an 8-hour window to drain the wallets. A coerced transfer that no chain can reverse. The mechanics matter for anyone who holds their own keys. A bank wire can be flagged, frozen, or clawed back. An on-chain transfer signed under duress settles the same way a voluntary one does. The network has no concept of consent, so once the father signed, the $8 million moved with the same finality as any other transaction. That finality is the feature crypto holders usually celebrate. Here it is the weakness. There was no custodian to call, no fraud desk to reverse the debit, no 60-day dispute window. The protection that self-custody gives you against an exchange collapse is the same property that gave the attackers a clean exit once they had the victim at gunpoint. The risk moves from the protocol to the person custody is a trade-off, not a free upgrade. Holding crypto on an exchange or a custodial account exposes you to counterparty risk. The FTX and Wirecard failures showed how fast user balances can be frozen or lost when the company behind them fails. Moving to spending from your own wallet removes that company from the equation. It also removes the company's security team, fraud monitoring, and ability to halt a suspicious transfer. When you take custody, you become the vault. For most holders, that is an acceptable trade because the realistic threat is a hack or an insolvent platform, not an armed intruder. The Garcia case is a reminder that for holders whose balances are large and whose identities are discoverable, the physical threat is real and rising. Public wallets, social media posts about gains, and conference appearances all build a profile that a motivated attacker can act on. Operational security worth the effort. A few measures reduce exposure without giving up self-custody. Keep holdings private. Most physical attacks start with public information. Do not broadcast balances, do not post screenshots of portfolio values, and be careful about who knows you hold crypto at all. Split custody, a multi-signature setup that needs keys from more than one location, means a single coerced person cannot move the full balance alone. Some holders also keep a smaller duress wallet that can be handed over to satisfy an attacker while the bulk stays out of reach. Use time locks for large reserves. Funds locked behind a time delay cannot be transferred instantly, which removes the value of an 8-hour hostage window, separate spending from savings. Day-to-day spending balances should be small. A card or hot wallet you actually use does not need to hold 8 figures, and keeping it lean limits what any single coercion event can reach. None of this is about distrusting self-custody. It is about treating the holder as the part of the system that now needs hardening. The cryptography already works. The plea in this case did not turn on a broken cipher or a leaked private key. It turned on two armed men and an unlisted home address.